This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
A huge swell evolving in size and power crosses hundreds of miles of deep, open sea. When it comes, it will come from the north, and they will be waiting. Halfway across the world, they have prepared themselves for a confrontation of epic proportions as they take the centuries-old art of surfing to its most dangerous extreme. These are the extreme surfers, a handful of world-class athletes with the courage and skill to challenge the world's largest and most dangerous waves, liquid mountains that move like locomotives and explode like bombs. Surfer Jeff Clark.
A wave that has so much power that if it went through a city block, it'd knock it all down. You make a mistake, you're gonna pay for it.
Waves break all over the world, but only a handful of breaks have earned a lethal reputation. These spots have taken on a life of their own with appropriate nicknames such as Jaws, Mavericks, and Killers, places where legends have been made. Mike Parsons has seen these monsters up close and personal.
When you really hit a really, really big wave, basically you're concentrating so much, all your energy is focused on just making the drop. You need to paddle really hard and be aggressive and get up quick. It's pretty amazing adrenaline rush right then, because you know you're being chased by this lip that's going to, if you don't make it, you're going to get absolutely obliterated, and if you do make it, you're going to be screaming for joy.
On Maui's north shore is a break known as Jaws. When Jaws gets big, the earth shakes. When Jaws gets big, everything else gets really small. Only a handful of athletes possess the courage and skill to venture into the wave's teeth. A wave like Jaws is so immense it creates its own wind, so ravenous for water it creates a depression in its path. If a surfer goes under at its base, the change in pressure can break his eardrums instantly. While most might run from some danger, when extreme surfers like Buzzy Kerbox get word of such swells, they wax up their boards and wait for the fun.
When I know there's a big swell coming, it's hard for me to concentrate on anything. All I can think about is getting out there and riding the big waves.
Buzzy Kerbox is the quintessential Hawaiian waterman, diver, paddler, swimmer, and surfer. When the surf gets big, he can be found at Jaws.
I would describe Jaws as the biggest, scariest wave I've ever encountered. No matter how many times you've been out there, when it gets big, it really commands respect.
A ride at Jaws can last around 20 seconds, but the process leading up to it has been a lifetime of preparation. In the summer, Buzzy takes to the solitude of the ocean, paddling hundreds of miles per week in anticipation of winter swells.
It's hard for me to sleep. I'm just amped up, working on the skis, working on the boards. Are we ready? You know, it's been waiting for this. Here it is. You know, get ready. And it's just hard to think about anything else but getting out there.
Jaws is considered the Everest of big waves. The tube is large enough to hold a motorhome. It's the ultimate ride for extreme surfers. When they go down, however, it's the ultimate wipeout.
The amount of power and energy when you're held under there and dragged along. I had one wipeout. I went down and I was probably dragged 100 yards underwater in about 2 seconds. It's moving so quick and it's so dramatic and traumatic, and it's nothing like it. Usually, just about the time you get up for your breath of air, the next wave is about to you, so you get usually maybe one good breath, and then you got to go under again and face the next one, and there might be another one after that. And that's one of the scariest things, is getting caught.
In the heart of the big wave surfer, there's a need that can't be conquered. The answer to where surfing is going can be found in the very reason they surf. In search of the ultimate adrenaline rush, extreme surfers are exploring new monster breaks like the Cortez Bank. This mysterious spot was discovered literally in the middle of nowhere. It's located 100 miles off the coast of San Diego, where an underwater mountain rises to within only a few feet of the surface. One day, a magnificent swell will come from the north, and they will be waiting for the biggest wave of all. It may be 100 feet, maybe 150, perhaps 200. But someone out there is preparing to ride the beast.